DW.
It takes 4 hours by car from Uganda's capital Kampala to reach Sir Tito Winj School in Uganda's western town of Hoima. I'm going there to meet students who are showcasing eco-friendly biological materials that can be used to control pests. Among them is 17-year-old Winfred Akonyera. She's displaying shrubs, including the fish bean or Rotifrosia vogeli.
It is a good herbal remedy to fight against different diseases. Not for human that you, if you have a disease, you use Rotifrosia to cure you. No, it's for farm crops, more especially the bean seeds in the store and even in the field.
Laid out on the table are two small baskets filled with beans commonly grown in this area. The beans in the first basket have been severely damaged by the pests. Those in the second are in pristine conditions.
We have tried it. Those beans, they have spent for 2 months, but they look shining here.
By my eyes, I don't see any of those pests or weevils. There's nothing here.
Gordon Chigongo is one of the farmers at the students' exhibition table. He has come to find out how to protect his beans in the field, but also once they've been harvested.
So now they are educating me how to preserve them.
How serious has this issue been, issue of pests in your home?
These pests have been so hazardous, very, very dangerous in such a way that when we harvest and when we are now preserving for consumption and at the same time see planting, by the time it reaches that time, you find that we are off completely, isn't it? They have destroyed everything.
Francis Njiri, the chair of Makongo Farmers Network, has traveled all the way from Kenya for the event in Hoima. He says natural pesticides can be cost-effective with less damage to the environment.
Also, we have plants which grow in our farms, like marigold plant. It repels those. Pepper is also resisting those pepper stains. That bitterness is repairing those. We are using them instead of putting those chemicals which eventually destroy our water and also our bodies and our soil.
Studies have found that overuse of chemical fertilizers and pesticides have effects on soil organisms that are similar to human overuse of antibiotics. Farmer Mwesigwa Alex has just harvested 2 tons of maize, but because prices of the crop are currently so low, he would like to store them until prices go up. His harvest wouldn't be at risk had he had better storage.
We are using local methods, as we have been seeing here, of controlling this. One, we are applying ash. Ash is also good. But now when it comes to marketing of the maize, they will say, no, your maize is already infected by some herbs and whatever pesticides. It has no market. So it also becomes a challenge.
Crops with high commercial value, such as potatoes, maize, beans, and cabbages, are under constant threat from insect pests. And because farmers don't want to take the chance of losing their crop, they are turning to chemicals. Joshua Okonya is a Uganda-based research associate specializing in crop protection. He's calling for more research into plant pesticides to avoid indiscriminate and haphazard usage of their chemical counterparts.
From my experience, I've had extensive surveys almost in the whole country and in other neighboring countries. You find that farmers are applying a fungicide which should be intended for fungal diseases to control insects. They tend to mix in the pump both an insecticide and a fungicide before they spray, irrespective of whether the insect damage is there or not. So I think that's a form of misuse.
The students have an uphill battle to make their initiative known to the rest of the country. First, they need to have their product tested so they can be registered with the National Organic Movement of Uganda. Wambi Michael, DW, Living Planet.
Just look at them.
DW.